Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by the pitching coach, Adam Blade. Adam, you guys pitched a really good going last night, a 2-0 victory. We'll start there. Your fourth shutout in your last 15 games. How impressive is it to see this pitching staff thrive the way it has?
Yeah, it's nice to see the tandems get rolling once they're rolling. But Chase has been a part of three of the last four, and he's, you know, in a good upswing here. And then we got to see Luis De Leon last night for his Shorebirds debut, and he impressed. You know, the game didn't seem to speed up on him. He had all three pitches working, and they attacked the zone.
I want to start with Chase. You mentioned he's been a part of three of those shutouts as of late. He had a tough out in here a few weeks back where he walked eight guys in relief, but since that, he's been a man possessed on the mound. He's been unhittable, hasn't given up any runs. What have you seen from that outing in particular since that's really changed for him?
Well, I think he's been more focused overall just with what he needs to do personally. And, you know, there's been a mechanical adjustment here and there, but it's really just kind of giving him that confidence to, hey, you know, believe in your stuff. He does have good stuff, and the fastball and changeup really play nicely for him.
Luis De Leon, you mentioned, made his debut last night. It was pretty cool to watch him kind of effortlessly throw 95, 96 with that arm slot. He's coming off as a lefty. But overall, what were your takeaways from the way he just came up here, got outs right away, and really performed in front of this crowd?
Yeah, it was exciting to watch. I knew, talking with our Florida guys, that, you know, he's a really good fastball, upper 90s, mid-90s. And he used that the first two innings and first time through the lineup. The last two innings, he started to mix in the changeup a little more to both lefties and righties. So thought that was a good neutralizer. But, yeah, really impressed, excited for him. It was fun to watch. The game didn't seem to get too quick with him. And, you know, he just really had calm nerves out there.
We talked a couple months ago, and at that point, the starting pitcher, the pitching overall is really starting to come together, it felt like. But over the last few months, or really the last few weeks, the starting pitching has been incredible for you guys. You're starting off games really well, setting the bullpen up nicely, especially when you tandem these guys. When you've watched these guys develop and kind of grow into their roles, how impressive has it been to see them really develop their stuff this year?
It's great to see. And no matter if they start or piggyback on the back end, I think it's good experience, and they realize that. Really what it comes down to is when your name's called, get in there and show us what you got. But, you know, taking their pitches to good locations is always the main focus with them. And you know, they take advantage of it when they have these innings scheduled for them to perform.
One thing we talked about earlier was the guys working on new pitches. Bradley Brammers told me he was playing around with a splitter. Jared Beck told me before he got moved up, a slider was starting to get worked into his repertoire. When you look at the way the guys have worked on new pitches and they've kind of come along in games, how impressive has it been for you to see them kind of experiment with it and now start to get confident with some of these pitches?
Well, it's definitely helping them just attack lineups, whether it be heavy lefty like we've seen with the Rays here, or, you know, just a solid mix with righties and lefties. But ideally, you know, try and get two off-speed weapons to both hands and let the fastball play, obviously. But it's a good atmosphere because they'll get to talking about grips and share what they have to another player. So really just, you know, development-oriented. And Brammer's splitter, yeah, he's definitely come a long way with it.
We're talking with pitching coach Adam Blade. A few more individuals I want to touch on. Davey Cruz has been one of your hottest pitchers as of late. He's just 19 years old, and it seems like he's really mastered his slider. It's worked well for him lately. He's locating pretty well. But overall from Davey, what have you seen from this year?
A lot more consistency overall, just with going out each week and attacking the zone. The slider has definitely been one of his favorite pitches to throw, and as it should be, because it's moving a lot east to west. You know, just keeping developing him with a solid mix, and he's fun to watch too. He's very fiery and competitive, so you love to see that.
And Edgar Portes is another guy that's gotten hot for you guys as of late. Seems like really once he started to work into that tandem system, become a little bit more of a starter, he's stretched out, he's going longer, and it seems like he's gotten more confident.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot more consistent this year also, from game work to side work, and really just balancing his training overall. He's got a good slider. His fastball plays really well through the zone, top string and bottom string. So just maximizing his reps and time to get better is the goal here.
And then finally, we've seen a handful of pitchers get moved up to Aberdeen over the last few weeks. Jared Beck's the latest one, especially the way he finished. He really earned that promotion. But for you as a coach to see these guys develop, get that promotion, and move up to the next level, how gratifying is that for you to see kind of the hard work you put in with these guys start to pay off for them?
Yeah, it's great to see. And, you know, credit to the player who puts in all the work. But, yeah, Beck was really fun to watch. He crept up in velo, so he's, you know, definitely developing the fastball, and then the slider has helped him substantially with facing lefties. So it's great to see. You know, hopefully we can push more up, but yeah, it's been a good season so far with that.
Adam, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you.
Pitching coach Adam Bleday on the pregame show. We'll take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.